Today's reading is Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We're continuing to think about prayer and about how we pray and what prayer is and what it means to us. So this week, we're talking about contemplation, about what that means in prayer. And I'll start by saying about a year ago, I started to pray in a new way. Well, it was a new way to me. It's a very ancient way of praying, but it was a way of praying that I'd really never spent much time with before. And at the time, about a year ago, I was going through a bit of a downtime. I was feeling a bit grumpy and I was kind of in a bit of a slump. And I sort of stayed there for a few weeks and I thought, I need to do something about this. I need to look after myself. So I decided to do various things. I thought, right, I need to sleep better. I need to eat better, exercise, and I need to pray more. And in doing that, I discovered this way of praying that really helped me. And I started to learn about contemplative prayer, a way of praying that isn't about words. It's not about asking for things, but a way of praying that's simply about being with God. And I found that really helpful for myself. Through this way of praying, I found a new depth to my relationship with God. I found that praying in this way changed how I felt about myself, about the world around me, about those around me, and about God. It really affected me. And it wasn't just that I felt peaceful and tranquil while I was doing this way of praying. It was that this way of praying changed how I felt when I was going about my day, when I was seeing people and doing things at work and doing things at home. I found that I was being shaped gradually over the days and weeks and months since. I've been shaped by this way of praying. And I got all of this from doing what on the surface seems like doing nothing. The long word for this way of praying is contemplative prayer. Contemplation is a big word, but to contemplate means to focus the mind and to focus the heart. Psalm 46 that Miranda read for us earlier contains the well-known phrase, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God." And I think that sums up this way of praying really well. Contemplative prayer is about being still. It's about silence and it's about being with God. And as I say, on the surface, it sounds like doing nothing. If you're being still, if you're being quiet, what's actually going on? But the strange and wonderful paradox is that this act of seemingly doing nothing can be the most important thing that you do. Being still sounds easy, but actually it can be quite tricky. We live in a world that seems to value busyness, speed, doing things, action, working, achieving. And obviously at the moment we're going through a global pandemic. And for some of us, that's forced us to slow down. But for others, it's meant that we're busier than ever, perhaps particularly in our minds. And being still is quite a challenge in our modern world. And it's not just about not moving. It's not just about stilling your body. In some ways, that's the easier thing. The tricky thing is stilling your mind. Our minds have a sort of inner monologue. We're always chattering away. Oh, I wonder what the weather will be like tomorrow. I wonder how so-and-so is. Oh, I've got that thing to do. I mustn't forget to do that. Oh, no, I feel really bad about that. Oh, that's still going on. All these things going around in our minds all the time. And it's sort of impossible to turn our mind off because our mind, our brain, is a wonderful gift to us. And we need it. So we need it, for example, when we're crossing the road, because we need to look up and down the road. And then our mind needs to think, is now a good time to cross the road? Maybe not. And so it does this kind of judging of making a decision. And that's really useful. But sometimes I think we can live too much up here in our minds and not enough down here in our bodies. And one of the things that contemplative prayer, that silent prayer does, is it helps us move from that constant chattering that, you know, could be, it could even be good things that we're thinking about, or it could be worry. We could be stressed about what's going on in the world or going on in our lives. And we take some moments to move from that constant chatter to be a bit more grounded, to come into our bodies a bit more. So what you have to do is to notice that those thoughts are going on. And when you're spending time in silent prayer, that is going to happen. You're not going to be able to have a completely blank mind. That's kind of impossible. So what you need to do is sort of be kind to yourself. And when that thought comes up, it's like, oh, I wonder what I'm going to have for tea. And you're meant to be praying. Just think, oh, well, I'll just leave that thought for now because I can think about that when I finish my time praying. So you acknowledge that you're thinking about what you want for tea, but you sort of put it to one side. And what I do is I have a little phrase. So this morning's reading, be still and know that I am God. I might just choose two words, be still. And whenever I'm sort of starting to think about something else and my mind wanders, I just acknowledge that and leave it and come back to those words, be still. And it's a way of sort of training your mind to be quieter. And one of the other things you can do when you're in this way of silent praying is to move away from your mind and into your body. It's helpful maybe to think about your breathing, to acknowledge that you're breathing. You can do that without having the thought of, I need to breathe in, I need to breathe out. We just do it naturally, don't we? And that song we sang earlier this morning says, it's your breath in our lungs. Acknowledge that God is with us, even in our breathing. So you have that phrase. And when I first started praying in this way, what I did and what I found really helpful was to set a 2-minute timer on my phone. I think I started actually with 1 minute because I couldn't cope with 2 minutes. Started with 1 minute on my phone, and I'd sit or kneel and I'd say the Lord's Prayer, and then I'd press start on the timer. And I would try and go for 1 minute without being too distracted. And as I say, whenever I was distracted, I said, that was okay. That's just my brain doing its thing. But actually, we're going to think about that later, and we're going to come back to just being still with God. And then after a few weeks, I tried 2 minutes, then I went up to 5 minutes, and then I went up to 10 minutes, because it's a bit like a muscle and you need to kind of keep going with it and you need to keep stretching it, and it grows and it becomes easier. But I would say it's never easy. It sounds like the easiest thing in the world, doesn't it? All you have to do is sit down and be quiet. What's hard about that? I challenge you to try it, and it's not as easy as it sounds, but it is really worthwhile. And I think especially at a time like this, it's a really worthwhile way of practicing prayer. Now, there's a bit of a warning that needs to come with this type of prayer. It can be a bit challenging, because when we're silent in prayer, we can come face to face with a kind of emptiness, and that can seem quite scary. We're so used to filling our minds and ourselves with a kind of activity and busyness. And whenever we feel any kind of emptiness, we usually fill it with something, with entertainment on the TV or with looking at our phones or filling our mouths with food. And we're so used to that pattern of filling emptiness that when we come face to face with a kind of spaciousness, it can be a little bit scary. And we might find that certain emotions and thoughts kind of bubble up. What I'd encourage you to do if that happens is to be really kind and gentle to yourself, but also to acknowledge that to God. If you're feeling unsettled, just say, God, I'm feeling unsettled. If you're feeling a bit intimidated by that sense of being quiet, acknowledge that to God. And it might be that some of those things that get churned up afterwards, you might want to talk to somebody you trust about them. But I found that through that kind of difficult bit that needs to be got through, that God can really do some important things deep inside of us, because there's things that he wants to touch, and he'll do it really gently because he loves us, but he wants to touch and he wants to bring out. And that can be a bit of a challenge. So there's a bit of a warning there to be kind to yourself as you do this, and to maybe expect that might happen and not to be put off if it does. Now, some people worry about that praying in this way sounds a bit dodgy, that it's like New Age meditation and that Christians shouldn't be doing that kind of thing. But actually, praying in this way goes throughout the Bible and throughout Christian tradition. So a few examples in scripture. Psalm 1 says, "Blessed is the one who delights in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law day and night." Psalm 19, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer." And then in the New Testament, lots of examples, but here's one. In 1 Thessalonians, Paul encourages us to pray without ceasing. And when he says that, I don't think he means that we should be constantly chattering away to God. Oh God, please, will you fix this? Oh, please, will you do this? Please, will you do this? Oh God, I'm really worried about this. Da, da, da. No, I think that he's talking about a way of being with God that is grounded in him and our connection with us. And I think that's something to do with this type of prayer, this contemplative prayer. Now, I've talked about doing it as part of a morning routine because that's what I found really helpful. But you might find it helpful to do it while you're walking, when you're driving. Don't do it with your eyes closed, but just to settle with God and to be with God and to give that time, whether it's out when you're out and about or when you're at home, to give that time to be with God and connect with God, and not necessarily to say things to him, but just to be with him. I'd really encourage you to try it. I have found that practicing silent prayer allows me to move towards this way of being. I feel more grounded in my relationship with God. And since COVID has happened, it's impacted our world, I found that having this daily routine of prayer, of each morning sitting with God, has really helped me. It's really helped me because while lots of things have had to stop and lots of things in life has changed, I've been able to keep this practice and reminded of that passage that Daphne shared a few weeks ago, that nothing can separate us from God. But actually, we can always make time to be with God and to simply be with him and find that there's a real joy and a real peace in that. So I want to finish this morning by leading us together in a time of contemplative prayer, just 2 minutes. So 2 minutes is going to come up on the screen. And what I'd encourage you to do is just to be comfortable. Maybe you're probably sat down on your sofa, and just take a moment to make yourself comfortable. Sometimes we carry tension in our jaws and our shoulders. You might just want to relax your shoulder and relax your face and just recognize that we're spending time with God as we do every Sunday morning. And the 2 minute timer is going to start now. So just breathe naturally. And let's bring our minds to those words from this morning's psalm. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Try to focus on those words. If your mind gets distracted, that's fine, that's natural. But try and come back to those words, to be still. Be still and know that I am God. Amen. And let's try and take that sense of peace, which I hope you've gained from that time, that sense of knowing that God is with us in each and every breath. And let's try and keep that not just while we're here joining together for church this morning, but as we go through the rest of our day and the rest of our week. And I'd encourage you to have a go, if this is something you haven't tried before, or maybe it's something you've done before a long time ago, to take up the practice again and give yourself, maybe just start with a minute or a couple of minutes each day, just to be still and know that God is with you.